88.1. It's Marilyn Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us, everybody. In the 1973 movie Soylent Green, the earth is devoid of fruits, vegetables, and meat, and people are obliged to eat a powdered food made with plankton from the ocean. The movie takes place in 2022. That's just 8 years from now. But these days, much to the chagrin of chefs and foodies everywhere, a real product named Soylent is available for people who want to have a diet that meets their nutritional needs in as efficient a manner as possible. So this morning, a conversation with the nutrition diva, Monica Reinagle, about whether or not a diet consisting only of Soylent is actually a viable alternative to eating real food. Monica joins me in the studio along with our intrepid senior producer, Matt Purdy. Last month, Matt tried the Soylent diet for a week. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. So, Monica, tell us what this Soylent stuff is.
Well, the idea here is to basically make food an unnecessary thing in your life. You know, you have it just distilled down to the most essential components, nutritional components, and that's all you need to do. The guy that is behind this movement, you know, basically felt like he was spending too much of his time and his energy shopping and cooking and eating and cleaning up after it. And he didn't care that much about food. He wanted to get it done easier.
Yeah, so this is a guy named Robert Reinhardt, and
exactly.
He's a software engineer.
Right.
So
no background in nutrition.
He's not a food guy. Right.
Clearly not a food guy because he didn't have time for food and he wanted to come up with something that could replace food. And they've been working on this for a while. And it's in the news right now because in May, they finally made a commercial product available. And it's been such a sensation that the product is actually backordered right now. If you want to buy it, you have to wait a couple of months to receive your shipment.
Mm-hmm. So, Matt Purdy, you wanted to give this a try for a week. Because it's backordered, I guess you had to make your own Soylent? You found the ingredients or something? How'd you do it?
Yeah. There's a whole sort of do-it-yourself scene online that you can find all sorts of different recipes that people put. And people keep blogs and they're sort of trying this out. They're living off of these different recipes. And so I found one called People Chow 3.0.1. And so the main ingredient is corn masa. So it's like kind of like a corn flour. Mm-hmm. And so I first got interested in this because I'm busy every day, as you know, Tom, and I need something quick and fast, but I want it to be nutritious. And so before, I would like run up to a fast food place or something like that, and it wouldn't actually be healthy, and it wasn't that quick. And so I was like, well, why don't I just like make something like this ahead of time in the morning and have it for lunch? And so that's where it started.
Mm-hmm. So you've mixed up a little batch of this stuff.
Yes.
So obviously the first question is, how does it taste? And Monica and I are about to find out because you've given us a little sample here. So tell us, you said it's corn masa, and what else is in it?
Right. So there's whey protein isolate. There's like a mixed powder of like vitamins and minerals. There's calcium magnesium powder, potassium citrate, iodized salt, choline bitartrate, and soybean oil.
So you buy all these ingredients.
Yep.
And then you make it like a smoothie.
Exactly. So you mix all the powder up, and then you add the oil and water, and you shake it up in a little bottle, and it mixes together, and then you drink it. You can put it in the fridge and drink it later.
All right, so three meals a day of this stuff. All right, so Monica, you go first.
Well, mine is already settled quite a bit.
You're the nutritionist. You've got to do this first.
Well, definitely get the vanilla.
Yeah.
Slightly sweet. It's pretty gritty from the masa.
Yeah.
If I were starving, I'd probably be happy to see this appear, but mm-hmm. short of that, I'm not
sure.
Well,
it's not too bad.
No.
It's not too bad. I was expecting it to be worse. I mean, it's kind of like a vanilla shake, I guess.
Yeah, you know? Kind of. I mean, I have to say,
with sand in it.
I've sort of applied this on quite a few friends, and they all respond to it in a way that's somewhat similar. Like, it's not as bad as I thought it'd be. Now, I spent a week, Monday to Monday, living off this stuff, and that is completely different.
Because when we were talking about three meals a day and no other food, that's a whole other universe. But Monica, before we talk about that, is the fact that these nutrients are being – and this guy, Mr. Reinhardt, seemed to figure out what nutrients we need to sustain ourselves and put them all into these various powders. And you know, you drink this shake and you're getting all the nutrients you need. But is the fact that they're being delivered that way as opposed to being delivered through food that we would eat, a balanced diet of fruits and vegetables and legumes and proteins with meat and fish, etc.?
Well, he's made some decisions for you here. He's decided which nutrients are truly essential. And it's not so much the way that they're being delivered, like in a liquid format. It's, for me, it's, well, what's not in here? So he's got vitamin C, but when I eat an orange, I'm getting more than just vitamin C. I'm getting quercetin and, you know, limonene and other phytonutrients that also come in that fruit. They're not in here. So I think that, you know, it's an interesting exercise. You know, maybe one day we'll all be on a spaceship traveling to another planet and we're going to need to be able to carry a viable food supply with us and a powder. And maybe that'll come in handy then. My question is, with actual food available, what possible advantage does this offer anybody?
Monica Reinagle, she is the nutrition diva. She's a licensed nutritionist from Baltimore, the author of several books. She does a podcast called Quick and Dirty Tips for Eating Well and Looking Fabulous. Matt Purdy is Maryland Morning's senior producer who tried the Soylent diet for a week last month on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. So, Matt, let's talk about psychologically what happens when you're supposed to be drinking a shake three times a day and that's your entire food intake. How's that work? That just seems so hard
right.
to me.
I think you begin to realize all the different things that food does for us, just on a sensory level. So I started on a Monday, like I said. I had that first shake in the morning, second at lunch. I was doing pretty good. And then dinner time rolled around, and I had to have another shake, the same exact taste, same consistency, everything. The next day when I got up and I had to have that shake again, it's just like I wanted something solid. I wanted something that tasted different. I broke down and I had a carrot after work on Wednesday and I crunched into this carrot and it was a revelatory carrot. Mm-hmm. It was just like the crunch of and sort of chewing something was, it was like being in a sensory deprivation chamber for like a couple days and not seeing colors or tasting anything, and then everything just explodes when you actually, you know, have food again.
But it wasn't a matter of your being hungry.
No,
right? I mean this diet actually does provide nutrients and enough calories to sate your hunger between meals, right?
Yeah, you don't feel hungry. I mean, it's got 2,000 calories every day it's giving you, which is, I guess, the recommended caloric intake that I would need, but it doesn't deliver all those sort of intangible things that food does. And, you know, when you're, I mean, that's why I think it works on an emergency basis. Like you need something quick and easy and to have it on hand, it's very nice to have. But you can't sit down to dinner and drink Soylent, you know?
But as part of this experiment, Reinhardt and some of his colleagues actually lived on nothing but Soylent Green for 30 days at a time.
Soylent. We should go say it's not Soylent Green.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Soylent Green's the movie. That's
Soylent
a really
Green
easy
is people.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, right.
Yes, right.
Sorry, I
Soylent
misspoke.
Soylent is the product we're talking about.
That's right. But they did experiments where they went 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, nothing but this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wouldn't have made it to Wednesday, Matt.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was cocky. I thought I would make it the whole week. I said, I can do this. And Wednesday, I was just like, this is ridiculous. I have to have something else.
But you know,
so how many times did you end up cheating? I mean, let's just for the record.
Well, I made it.
And we call it cheating in that you ate some solid food as opposed to just drinking this Soylent stuff.
So I made it to about from Monday until Thursday afternoon.
With a carrot thrown in there.
With a carrot, and there was maybe a few, you know, some chocolate or something like that, some other stuff thrown in. But then I had on a Thursday night, I went and got pizza, and it was the best pizza I've had
ever. Well, now, and of course, you know, it makes you very unavailable for power lunches. You know,
right.
I mean, it's just you can't do that. I mean, there's
or in my world, any socializing whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's how I spend my time.
Because food is, you know, much more than just caloric intake, as we, you know, learn quickly when we are just drinking it out of a shake.
Apparently, not for everyone. I have to say, it's for me, food is much more than just fuel. It's recreation. It's you know, it's relaxation. It's how I spend time with my friends and family. But over the years, I have heard from people over and over again who say they don't care about food. It's not fun for them. They don't look forward to it. They resent the time and the money that they spend taking care of this biological need. And I've had people write in and say, couldn't we just make up some sort of people chow? That's exactly the phrase that they've used, so that I never have to think about this again. And this question always is very confusing to me, because that's not mm-hmm. how I approach things. But apparently there are some people who really don't care.
Yeah, because the inventor of Soylent talks about the advantages in terms of time. You replace all this time that you're shopping for food doing other more fun stuff. Of course, I love shopping for food. I love going to the farmer's market. I love going to the grocery store. But he also says that the cost is better. I mean, each serving a day's worth of serving costs about what?
So Matt? What the people who put together this people chow recipe said it costs about $3.50 a day. It took me about 5 minutes to make a day's worth of Soylent, sort of mixing all the powders together, adding the water, adding the oil, shaking it up. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes.
But for $3.50 a day,
yeah.
You can eat three meals.
Yeah, which raises.
You obviously can't shop for food at that price. So
yeah.
So the cost saving is significant.
Yeah. And I would say that compared to the way a lot of people eat, this is probably more nutritious. It's probably, you know, got a better range of vitamins and minerals compared to what I would think of as an optimal diet with a real variety of fresh foods, whole foods, fruits and vegetables. I think it pulls up short.
And what about the sort of one-size-fits-all aspect of this? Does each individual human being need exactly the same nutrients every day?
Of course not. You know, I mean, the good news is they've made all the decisions for you. The bad news is they've made all the decisions for you,
yeah.
You know. And for people, for example, who exercise a lot or who are lifting weights, they may want more than 22.5% of their calories from protein. You know, some people want fewer than 50% of their calories from carbs, like people that may be dealing with blood sugar issues. Or diabetes. So it does sort of force you into a mold. Now, with the do-it-yourself community, you have a little bit more flexibility because I'm sure you can search for recipes that, you know, have some variance. So there's the inter-individual variation, but then there's also the intra-individual variation. Do you want to eat exactly the same thing day after day? And is that really a good idea? One of the fun things to think about, if you can get by the not eating part and the monotony of it, is what would you do with all those hours a day that you would free up? What would you do with the money that you would save? And that could be kind of a fun little thought experiment. Mm-hmm. You know, if you suddenly had...
Did you notice you were doing more or less or other different things with all your newfound time?
Maybe more time in the evening. And there is like a certain like I'm attracted to a certain like asceticism aspect of it. Like what's the most efficient way that I could possibly live? And there's a certain sort of adventure to that. But just for doing it for the long term, I just don't see it as something that I'd be able to do.
Well, I'm glad it was you and not me. I appreciate it. I'll tell you, I would last about an hour. All right. Well, thank you both. Good to see you. And thanks, Matt, for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Monica Reinagle is the Nutrition Diva. You can check out her Nutrition Diva podcast when you catch the link at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And Matt Purdy is our intrepid senior producer. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, Mark Hyman stops by for a visit. We'll talk Orioles baseball and other things athletic. I hope you can join us Friday morning on Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WIPR, in Baltimore. When they're not eating, the show is produced by Matt Purdy and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers, and we have production help from Brandon Block, Alexandra Kennedy, and Justina Latimer. For Sheila Cast, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.